Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants on Sunday will take on the Washington Redskins in an NFC East showdown. Big Blue coming off their win on Sunday in San Francisco. We'll talk about it, as always, with the Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon. Pat?
Bobby, I'm a little stuffy.
Why are you stuffy?
Well, you know, I yelled during the game, too, so that
really
has something to do with it.
It was a tremendous performance by the team.
We like going to Candlestick.
They certainly do.
You know, when the stakes are high.
Yeah, it's nice to have the Giant-Niner rivalry mean something again. For those who are a little bit older that remember those great battles in the 80s, Fooch.
I didn't exactly, like, jumpstart this thing.
No, it's fine.
Let's hear what Bronco has to say.
Yeah.
Clearly, the Niners brought out the best in Big Blue. They showed up on time. They played the game, you know, from the beginning. But will the Redskins bring out the worst, as they have the last two times last year?
Let's get the take of Om Yongmingsuk from ESPN New York. And with this Giant team, whenever it seems like everyone else says they don't have a shot, they play their best football. Carolina, San Francisco.
Well, first of all, unlike Fooch, who only referred to Robert Griffin III as
Bob,
I'm going to refer to him as RG3.
Taking shots at me now, huh?
This is where, and I wrote this in ESPNNewYork.com, that I think the Giants made an elite statement on Sunday in San Francisco. But really, if they want to be an elite team, they got to take care of their business in the division these next 2 weeks, starting with Washington. This is a game they got to win. They're 0-2 in the division. If they fall behind and go 0-3 with three games left in the division, that's a big hole. I'm not saying they can't dig themselves out of that. But I think if they want to be an elite team, they got to take care of their business inside the division. They got to beat the Redskins.
Speaking of
it really is weird coming off a game and a win like that in San Francisco and to be at 4-2. I agree with you. You know, because you can't lose your first three division games with two of them being at home when the ultimate objective is to win your division first, the fastest way to the playoffs.
The first goal that Tom Coughlin puts in front of the team before every season is win your division. There's nothing more important than your division games home division games.
So we can't overstate
the importance of this week.
Speaking of Tom Coughlin, might have been his best regular season win since he's been a Giant head coach.
Well, he's only got 78 of them, so I know you researched every one of them
But not like this. I mean, they totally dominated a very good opponent on their home field. Clearly, the Niners, they might have circled the wrong game, but the Giants took them out early. And Bobby, the key, get up on the Niners, and Alex Smith he's got some problems.
But, Fooch, that's the danger, because it was one of the most satisfying wins in recent memory for this franchise. An incredible victory.
We all know what's
dominated.
Coming. Yeah, you're right about that.
It would surprise nobody to say, what? Giants can go into San Francisco and win. But what's going to happen the following week against the Redskins? I mean, if they were to lose three straight games to the Redskins, which I still will be shocked.
The Redskins?
Yeah. I still will be shocked. But this Redskins team is better than last year's Redskins team, which swept the Giants with Rex Grossman. RG3, I mean, I was coming down the elevator from Candlestick in that press box, and John Mara and Jerry Reese were in the elevator with me as we were heading down to the field, and they just happened to break in with the highlight of RG3 sprinting down the sidelines for 76 yards, and then they showed the standings of the NFC East. It was crowded, and I could tell John Mara and Jerry Reese knew exactly what was coming next week. They know they got their hands full.
Well, the key is if they get the running game going, because clearly that's what won them the game in San Francisco. They dominated the trenches, and they got that running game going with Bradshaw.
But it was a great design of a game plan, because they threw for 176 yards in the first half. They only ran for 23. And then the second half they flipped the switch, and it was the short passing game, not the deep throws, but the short. It was almost like a running game. What their passing win was to set up the run.
And Dominic Hickson was spectacular, it's kind of funny, Bobby. He gets hurt. Victor Cruz steps up. He's back now. It makes that wide receiver position very deadly for the Giants.
All right, we'll talk more about the Giants and the Washington Redskins and look back to San Francisco, plus the questions via Twitter after this. Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Sunday, Giants and Washington Redskins at MetLife Stadium. So what do you think the key was?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to get back to this whole Redskins. You know, we're talking you guys are talking about the Washington Redskins.
Redskins.
Like they're, you know,
come on now.
St. Mary's High School.
Come on now.
Who is?
These two clowns.
Come on now. Let's not. Let's not make them into something that they're not last year. Come on.
How good was their defense last year?
Good enough. Last year, very good.
Thank you.
Not as good.
Well, that's what we were just referencing about. You know, we lost to them twice last year. I can't believe that you might lose three times.
We are talking about a team that went in the Candlestick and absolutely dominated
the Niners.
I got
all that, but don't, you know.
This team should not lose to the Washington Redskins. If this team goes in and loses to the Redskins after last week.
If we play as well as we can play and execute as well as we can play every week.
You're right.
I would argue that we shouldn't lose to anybody.
Yeah.
All right. But this is the National Football League, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So.
I give you that.
Let me say something.
And
sure. You're saying something. Excuse me, please. You know, you're an esteemed colleague at ESPN.
Yes.
The worldwide leader.
There's a plug.
Steve Young. And this guy, this relates to this week about preparation. He talked about watching his old team, the 49ers, get beat by the New York Giants on Sunday. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said that that New York Giant team was the most professional, well-prepared, button-down outfit that he's seen in the NFL. That's not going to change because we won the game the other day. You follow what I'm saying?
Our players understand
that. Did I hear somebody say build the bridge? Build the bridge.
That bridge is looking better now.
All right. What Fuch and I are talking about, and for whatever reason it is, and we don't doubt Tom Coughlin's approach every week, but for some reason this team's mentality
doesn't show up for the first 10 minutes of a game.
Like San Francisco, but not get up for
because
a game.
Why, I mean, when they were down 14-0 to Cleveland, did it really shock you?
No. Sleepy 1 p.m. game against an unsexy opponent like the Cleveland Browns. I absolutely expected them to get off the slow start.
But don't you think that based off last week's win and based on the fact that they heard it all year, the fact that, they won the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
They were 0-2 against the Redskins. And they're going to hear about that all week.
Think that they would show up for the kickoff. But as Ohm is saying, coming off a big win, there's a possibility of not being as focused because clearly they wanted to go out to San Francisco and make a statement.
I don't buy into the whole thing about they didn't show up because the other team makes a play or two plays. That's not what this game is about, okay? The teams in this league are so evenly matched, there's so much parity in this league that if you make a mistake, which doesn't have anything to do with not showing up, you're going to get exposed in this league.
I agree with you.
Mr. Hanlon, I agree with sometimes what you say, but your defensive line, there was something lit. They came to play, okay? You have to admit, they were hunting for bear in this game.
The old 92 swung through here last week and had a little conversation
Bring them back against the Redskins.
I buy into that, but what I buy into as well is how the Giants always say they play great when their backs are up against the wall or they have something to prove.
Everybody doubts them to go out there and do something.
And yes, this week they will hear a lot about RG3. They will hear a lot about how the Redskins are better.
Their divisional back is up against the wall. 0-2 in the division
is called having your back against the wall.
It's just not the same as people saying, you know what, the Niners felt that you guys robbed them last year of that championship.
Right. And they're the better team.
The Niners have beaten everybody 79-3.
Right.
You know, it's just not the same. And I do think that this week they're already saying
RG3
the right things.
RG3 is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Can we agree on that?
I mean,
He's
off to a good start.
All right.
We will be asking them, though, for sure. Are you going to be able to contain Robert Griffin III? Because you couldn't contain Michael Vick a few weeks ago, and containment is going to be a big deal in this game.
We're going to talk about that because we've got some questions.
About what? He just said 10 different things.
Robert Griffin III. We've got some questions via Twitter at Giants. We're going to answer those questions next here on Giants, online on Giants.com. Final segment of Giants Online here on Giants.com. Social media always a part of it. Make sure you tweet us your questions before Wednesday morning at 9:15 a.m. each week for the Giants Online show at Giants. So here's question number one, okay? At Sick Manual, how much of an impact do you think Chris Canty will make now that he's eligible to return?
He would make a huge impact for this defense, obviously, against the run and also taking attention off of you know, so the defensive ends can be a little bit free. But I'm not sure he's going to play this week, but he would make a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, from a leadership standpoint, veteran leadership standpoint, but Marcus Kuhn has been great. But now the rotation.
Great.
I mean, he's been good coming in off the bench. Better than what we expected from a seventh round pick.
Remember, they used JPP at defensive tackle.
No. He wasn't great against
Cleveland.
I'm
just saying great from, like, I had no expectations for a seventh round pick coming
in.
I'm talking about filling in.
He's been nice.
The fact that they trust him within the rotation, though, says something about it.
That's absolutely
correct. That's what I'm talking about. No Rocky Bernard. Now you can put in Chris Candy. Now, who knows if Rocky Bernard will play this weekend, if Chris Candy will play. We don't know that. But if he does, I just think you have another body in there, another space eater. And you know what? He can rush the quarterback a little bit, too.
No doubt.
All right. At Giants 11 asks, what can the Giants do to contain RG3?
Hit him and
keep
hitting.
That's a good starting point.
That's the only way, because those hits will obviously take their toll later in the game. He's going to make plays, but you got to continually hit him.
I actually would like to see them make him pass. I think if they can contain him and stop him from running, now I'd like to see what he can do by airing it out.
It's not easy to do, though, because he's going to go back there and he wants to run the
football. He's a different animal than Cam Newton and Michael Vick. I mean, he's faster than both those guys. Michael Vick is not as elusive as he once used to be. This guy, that 76-yard run, that the final 40 yards, you see how fast he was? It was incredible.
But let me ask you this. As a little advantage for the Giants here, in the sense that they had to prepare for Cam Newton, who runs some similar things. They had to prepare for Michael Vick, who doesn't run similar things, but is still that kind of quarterback. And even last week, they had to spend practice time preparing for Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
This team should be well-schooled on the disciplines of how to deal with that.
You just said it. The question is how do you contain RG3? That's how you do it. You play containment on RG3, and you're disciplined in your rush assignment.
Because the game against Cam Newton was arguably the most disciplined game I think I've ever seen this defense play.
Correct.
And you know what? It starts, again, as cliche as it is, stop the run. You stop Alfred Morris, then you somehow contain Robert Griffin III, and you make him pass. And then you know what? Take Fred Davis out of the equation the way they did with Vernon Davis. I can't believe the job they did on Vernon Davis. It was amazing.
Did he play on Sunday?
I was shocked.
He caught a ball.
Did Justin Smith play? Next question. At Fortune09, do you think the current offense is the best Giants offense ever?
Wow.
I do.
You do?
I do.
In what regard?
In regard, because with Hickson, Cruz, and if, you know, obviously Nix is healthy, and the way Bennett's playing, and their running game, and arguably maybe the best quarterback in the NFC and in football. I know that Green Bay has a terrific quarterback, too. And with the way the old line's playing right now, they're not obviously giving up sacks. It's going to be hard to
find.
That's
passing offense. Best offense.
And the thing is, we have.
Well, no, it's offense. They're running the football. They're protecting the quarterback. And their receivers are making big-time plays.
It's still early. But what we haven't seen is them really, I think, at full strength. Because Hakeem Nicks was just kind of coming back the other day.
Well, what year do you want to go back to and say that was the best offense?
No.
I mean, this
I'm just
is right
saying,
now the way
I'm
they're
saying,
playing.
I'm saying, yeah, they are great. I think they are probably the best offense simply because of Eli Manning.
There's no
doubt. Eli Manning, it doesn't matter who you put out there, makes them better. But when they are healthy, and I want to see what they're going to look like when they're healthy, they could be pretty scary.
All right, final question via Twitter. At Wicked Knuckles.
Are these Hanlon's name?
What has sparked the resurgence in the running game?
I'd have to say the O-line. I mean, I would have to say clearly they're winning. They even brought in a deal now as a jumbo package. They're dominating up front. And you know what? Let Bradshaw pick his holes, and he's got great vision, and he's hard to bring down. As your coach said, you got to hog tie him to bring him down.
Did they do something with Bradshaw? He seems more decisive. It's like he's not picking and probing. It seems as if they're running more directly.
According to the Twitter universe, it seems that some fans out there believe that Andre Brown really put a spark into Ahmad Bradshaw. I don't think so. No. I think Bradshaw always has that inside of him. I do think they are going more north-south. I think the offensive line just found a combination that is working right now with Locklear right tackle and Beattie left tackle.
Let's face it. Last year, a lot of times, Bobby, Bradshaw would have people at his feet as soon as he got the ball, and then he'd make a great play to try to find something out of nothing. He's clearly getting a chance to run the ball without people at his ankles right away. So I would think the O-line's not letting the D-line penetrate on him.
And I do think Heinoski's doing a great job. Pasco.
No doubt.
Heinoski's doing a terrific job.
Hammering.
And the tight ends, too. Pasco and Bennett.
And Bennett.
All right, so we're out of time. Predictions for this week?
I think it's going to be a closer game than people think, but I just can't see a way the Giants can lose three straight times to the Washington Redskins. 27-21.
Ohm?
I will help Hanlon out. as the media, will put the Giants' backs up against the wall for this one. I think the Giants will win this game.
There you have it, Patty. Let's kick it off.
Which handle is now worried about because we both picked the Giants to win?
Well, I'm just confused because you spent the whole first segment of this show telling me how we're going to lose the game, and now you just picked us to win.
It's not the first time you've been confused.
But you know what? That's par for the course.
All right. Make sure you join us each and every week right here on Giants.com for a fresh edition of Giants Online. Enjoy your football, everybody.